Exclusive: Two child migrants reportedly drown in Rio Grande. By Randy Clark on April 12, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas, Border Patrol agents assigned to the Riverine unit discovered the remains of four migrants and have received reports that two others were swept away by the strong currents of the Rio Grande since Sunday. The six deaths, all in Eagle Pass, include four adult migrants, one unidentified 14-year-old child, and an infant. According to a Customs and Border Protection source, on Sunday, agents recovered the body of a male, 40-year-old Honduran, just south of the town. On the same day, the source says another body was discovered floating in the river and was reported to Mexican rescue authorities. Grupo Beta recovered the body and have yet to release the identity. On Monday, migrants crossed and surrendered to Border Patrol and reported two members of their group struggled and were swept away by the currents. According to the migrants, a 14-year-old girl and an infant were last seen separated by the waters. They are believed to have drowned. Thus far, the bodies of the two have not been recovered. On Tuesday, Border Patrol agents located two additional migrants who drowned in the swift current in the same vicinity. Border Patrol agents summoned the Eagle Pass Fire Department rescue and recovery team to help retrieve the bodies. The source, not authorized to speak to the media, informed Breitbart Texas of the recent increase in migrant deaths as large groups attempt to ford the river known for its constantly changing water levels. In March, Border Patrol agents in Eagle Pass recovered eight migrants in a two-week span. In nearby Del Rio, two additional drownings were reported as well during that period. The source says the increase in migrant drownings and the gruesome task of recovering the remains, including toddlers and infants, is negatively impacting the CBP workforce. The exact number of deceased migrants along the southwest border is hard to track. Customs and Border Protection only maintain statistics of recovered bodies made by the Border Patrol. That number is not publicly released. The recoveries made by other law enforcement are not collected by the agency. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the number of migrants who went missing or are known to have died along the U.S.-Mexico border hit an all-time high in 2021. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for nine Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.